This is a journey into sound. Let's begin now.
Yes, let us begin now and welcome in the wonderful Cody for the final Lost Wave of 2025. This is the segment where Cody finds songs on the internet. No one knows who uploaded them sometimes, but always no one knows who recorded them. No one knows where the song came from, how it entered the earth, and Cody attempts to solve the mystery, and he's with me right now in the studio. Hello, my friend.
Hello, Nelson. Happy Wednesday. Happy last Lost Wave of the year.
Yeah, and I didn't announce this previously, my last show of the year.
Yeah, we're I'm still a bit shook at that reveal.
Yeah, and you'll be feeling a little bit over the summer, I presume?
I will now, yeah.
you heard that
live on air. That's
your exclusive. thank you very much for filling in last week, my friend, and thank you for coming on today and doing this. This is it's a biggie. This is, I am physically shaking right now. I've got goosebumps, I'm sweating, I might need to play a song. I don't know if I can handle it. I need some pickle juice, for goodness sakes.
Ugh. Yeah, absolutely apoplectic.
Oh, wow, good word.
You wouldn't believe it at home, people, but Nelson is just breaking out in hives. He's soaking the chair there from his sweat. It is just remarkable.
It's disgusting. There is a stench in the studio. Other producers are currently holding their nostrils and running around.
Yep.
This could be an HR issue for me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, all the teams taken off. It's just us now.
I need some Lynx Africa ASAP.
Oh, yeah. Got to keep it classy.
What have you got for us today, my friend?
So I figure we're going to have to, since this is the last show of the year, we've got to do a bit of a year in review, Nelson, surely.
I completely agree. What have you got for us in the year of review?
So I figure we'll go through a couple of the sort of interesting finds, at least for me anyway, of the year. So there was a song we covered last year called Brutal Slain. It was that song that I believe we played around Halloween time and had those news clips and stuff, and it was a bit eerie. And that got identified, and that's kind of one that flew under the radar for us because, yeah, it's just there was so much happening and everything. So I thought I'd talk a little bit about it now. And it turns out that Brutal Slain from last year was identified as Project X of the Summit. And it was produced by a guy called Gerald.
Right. Okay. So just give us a bit of backstory. What was this one about?
So, yeah, it was that one that had all the news clips of horrible things happening, sort of interspersed with one another with that beat. And it was solved last year, I believe. Somebody on a forum, I believe.
Yeah.
Let me see here. The Dogs on Acid forum. Someone there identified it. And a guy called Gerald's the producer. He's apparently a pretty well-known British producer who specializes in jungle music, and people sort of know him from the rave scene over there fairly well. So it's kind of a high-profile guy, and this was made in the 90s. And
I think I have a bit of audio on it from the website, the fandom one. Do you mean to play some?
Yeah, why not? Let's go. Well, guess not.
That is not the there's website set audio and it's just a clown horn.
Yeah, it must have been like an expired server thingy or whatever. But
that was the most shameful moment in my broadcasting career, and there's been many. Anyway, go on.
It's live radio. We gotta love it. But so to contextualize this a bit more, supposedly this song was made, the band Project X, you know, with a guy called Gerald produced with on this occasion. This band and this song were created by a bunch of prisoners from Strange Ways Prison in the UK.
Wow. Strange Ways Prison.
Yeah. And I would need to dig a bit further to sort of properly verify that, but I feel like either way that kind of works because the song is about all these things happening, so you can kind of you view it from a lens of social commentary and so forth.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Any other songs that we've discovered this year?
Oh, yeah. Well, we got to talk a bit about probably one of my personal favourites and, again, one that we didn't cover on the show. It's got to be Eastern Wind, Nelson.
Is that a man who flatulates in the east?
Oh, no. No, not on this occasion. I mean, maybe there's some kind of scholarly article or interpretation out there that puts that case forward, but this time.
Not a man who flatulates in Bondi?
Yeah. I mean, there probably is people that do the flatulence in Bondi, but that's not what this one's about.
Okay.
So Eastern Wind, so the particular version we're talking about, it's a cover of the Christa Berg song of the same name, and people were looking for this one for 20-plus years based off a snippet, which I believe you should be able to play if you go to the Lost Media, Lost Wave fandom,
yes,
if you want.
Yes, I'm going now. I don't want another clown horn.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I looked it up last night, so that one should be good you play it.
I've got two audio, full song provided by Kay Knoll or original snippet. What would you prefer I play?
I think we'll go for the original snippet because this is what people had to go off for 20-plus years. So just to give people context.
Okay, here it is. Was beginning to run. It didn't run away from my life. He's coming. And I will fight until the very end, until there's wind, I will never be bent. If it is running away with my life, he's coming, oh, blowing a hole in my life, he's coming, yeah. Oh, yes. Okay. So what updates do you have on that one? That's Eastern Wind.
Yeah. So the story goes, so essentially people were searching for this one for 20-plus years. They knew it was the Christa Berg cover fairly quickly. They just didn't know who had sung this particular version.
Yeah.
And essentially last year someone tracked down a singer who had another song, I believe, that sounded very similar, the voices.
Yep.
And a German singer called Kai Noll. So, yes, Germans again, Nelson.
The Deutsch!
They just can't help themselves with these Lost Wave banners.
Why do they always lose my songs?
Yeah, it happens. So, yeah.
Oh, I lose every time. Sorry, I won't do that anymore. My apologies. Yeah. Back to you.
Yeah. So Kai was tracked down. Someone asked him, hey, is this song yours?
Yep.
And he said, yes, that's my cover, brings back memories, blah, blah, blah. And at the time, though, he did not have a full version, so that was, you know, a bit of a downer. But thankfully, in, I believe, August this year, he was able to find the full version of the song. And at first, he sort of didn't want to release it because he needed to get clearance from Christa Berg's people since it was like wasn't officially signed off in the first place.
Right.
And he wasn't happy with the audio quality. But things kind of fell into place and he was happy with what he had.
Yeah.
And he released the full version and you can now listen to it on the YouTubes and all that business.
Oh, unbelievable. Great stuff. If you're just joining us, it's 25 minutes to 11. We're doing Lost Wave, the final one of the year, the segment where Cody, the EP of this program, and we'll be filling in for a lot over summer, I imagine, finds a song online and no one knows how it got there. We're tracking it down and we're going through a few big ones of the year. Cody, what else have you got for us?
All right. Well, so just quickly, because we do want to cover one last song in a proper segment, the other highlights I have to say for our segment, so for between you and I, I loved covering Peanut Duck, I've got to say.
Yes. And why is that?
Because it was a really goofy song.
Yes.
And it just like, you can tell that the singer had a really good time, the quote-unquote Marsha G, because that wasn't actually her, that's just the name. But whoever the singer of Peanut Duck is, Yeah, that you can just tell they had an absolute blast.
We had a CD sent to us about that, to be.
Yes, so we did have a CD as well, so another highlight of the show. So this one was by the band called Isabel's Violent Love. So we know the band's name, and it had two songs on it, Sun and Moon and Shells and Pearls. But the thing is, we can find practically nothing about Isabel's Violent Love. I believe they were a Canberra band, but they don't have any real social media presence, and it was just quite mysterious, the fact that they dropped this CD and their sort of handwritten letter off to the station, and with sort of no elaboration. They just wanted to get it out there. It's just like, hey, we want to talk to you more. What's happening, guys?
Yes.
So, yeah, there's a little one. And, yeah, if people haven't listened to that segment, it's up on the website if you sort of want to fill in on the details a bit more.
Oh, so much great stuff. And I think we've got one more song to cover this year. One final mystery. Do we have an answer, or is this one of the great mysteries?
Oh, it's a great mystery, and I thought there was no other choice for the 2025 Lost Wave climax, you might say. I thought we had to just go out with a bang, Nelson.
Well, I often am close to that sensation during these segments.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So to contextualize it a bit more, so the final song we're going to cover this year, I believe it first came into the world
on
2022.
Yeah.
And it's been given the name Give Me Your Wings. And I have to give people a bit of a not safe for work warning. So chuck the headphones on, get the kids out of the room for this one.
Okay, there's a language warning in this one.
Not a language warning, but certain sounds. But yeah, I have run this by Lachlan, so we're all in the clear.
We're all in the
just
clear.
Just giving people the heads up now.
Okay, fantastic. So this is Give Me Your Wings, our final Lost Wave mystery of the year, right about now.
Tried to get in my way. Holding on to the thought I might have done wrong to have left you. It's just a bottle talking, pulling out the things that she'd say. She'd say, give me your wings. With your love I can fly. Spread your sweet love all around. Don't keep it locked up inside. Baby, baby, if you give me your wings, with our love we can fly. Just in my dreams for you I'm satisfied. If you give me your wings, there are so many things we can try. Counting sheep in my sleep while you count your cards at the table. With a special old friend who had just happened in from L.A. While you both cheat the house, I'm being cheated at home, babe. I paid my last $5 that at 5 in the morning, she say. She say, give me away. Love I can fly. Spread your sweet love all around it. Don't keep it locked up inside. Sweet surrender if you give me your wings. With our love we can fly. Trust in my dream for you. Don't go, I'll satisfy you. Don't you know that if you give me your wings, there are so many things we can try. Backseat strokes, get the votes. Yours deserve a standing ovation. You've come a long way, baby. How amazing with a single routine. Some say justice is blind when you're playing the part of a loser. And I'm losing my touch, I can't bear to watch another bad scene. Give me a wing, with your love I can fly. Spread your sweet love all around me, don't keep it locked up inside.
Wow. Where the hell did you find that song?
Well, now, I didn't personally find it, but as you probably sort of had an educated guess in your mind when you were listening to it, that one, my dear friend Nelson, is from an adult film.
What?
Yes.
That's, wow, an adult film. Mm. Didn't we have a similar song from an adult film too?
Oh, yes, of course. So
this is the issue with the adult film industry. They don't appropriately credit songwriters and find them.
It's shocking. It's
shocking. Where's the union on that?
Yeah. So, of course, a lot of people, you might say that everyone knows that Ulterior Motives was from an adult movie that was found last year, of course. And it's kind of a similar story here, except they tracked down the movie that this is from already.
Yeah.
But we don't actually have the full credit for whoever actually made this song or what the name of the song was. But yes.
Interesting. So how did the Lost Wave community come across this?
So as I was saying, originally it was uploaded to What's That Song
right.
in 2022. And I believe when people were listening to it, they clued on pretty quickly, as you did too, that it was from a skin movie, an adult film.
Have we contacted anyone about this, Wazoo? Do we have any leads?
We do have some kind of leads, yes. So it turns out that the film that it was from a compilation of scenes from one adult film actress called Renee Bond.
Mm.
And they identified the film.
Was she friends with Sean Connery? Played Bond?
Okay. Definitely not.
Okay.
And it was released sometime in the early 1980s, and essentially it was a film, I believe, that was made by by Long John Productions, Nelson.
Any other credits you know of theirs?
Yes, not from the Long John Productions filmography, because I'm a very good boy like that.
Yeah.
But there was a producer credit for the movie, one Jerome Benson, and apparently Jerome has been contacted but is yet to respond to any queries. So it's out there. It's up to him now, I guess. And we're just going to have to wait and see.
Well, I hope we solve this mystery in the new year. Well done on a great year, my friend. So many great songs. It's been an absolute blast, and looking forward to hearing you over the summer months.
No, thank you, Nelson, and appreciate you having me on as always, and it shall be a heavy task filling in for you, but I hope you shall be proud of me.
Oh, you bet I will. Thank you, Cody. A wonderful man, a wonderful segment. That'll be back, of course, next year and potentially over the summer as well.